With us right now, Chris Pangle from Granite Peak. The chilly weather has to be a blessing in your line of work. How's it going on the hill?
It's actually going amazing. We've been running our snow guns for the last 24 hours plus. With the temperatures down in the single digits last night, we were able to make some giant piles of snow.
Now, as you look back in the past 2 to 5 years, this has to be one of the better ones for early season skiing.
Yeah, as far as early season goes, I cannot remember even in the last 10 years having this many runs open by Thanksgiving Day.
How many runs are open now?
We have 17 runs open with 2 terrain parks.
That's pretty good for this early.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking to see for traffic this weekend since there's no school and a lot of families are back in the area? You think it's going to be a busy one?
Yeah, it should be a pretty busy weekend. You know, we're expecting a couple thousand people over the weekend into Sunday.
As you look ahead, the weather is expected to stay fairly chilly, so that'll help you keep the snow you've made. But I would imagine the big news down the road is having this early base, so as it, you know, new snow comes along, it just builds an even better base throughout the winter.
It sure does. Yeah, it's great to get this early start because anything that falls naturally now will definitely stay.
Is it difficult maintaining snow this early?
It is a little tricky at times, but with this absolute cold snap that we've had, it hasn't really been too much of a problem. A couple weeks ago when we had that 50-degree little warm-up, that made it a little bit harder for us to break up some of that ice, but we're beyond that now.
A lot of people have no idea what it takes to make snow. We heard a little bit about the snow that went over the freeway on that first attempt to make snow, but other than that, tell the people, what does it take to make snow, and how much water does it take?
Well, we pump somewhere close to 7 to 8 million gallons in about 24 hours. We're always looking for temperatures that are below 30 degrees. 28 is usually prime. It also depends on the humidity that's in the air.
Humidity plays a big factor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure does.
How much snow is on the hill right now, roughly?
Oh, it's pretty hard to say. You know, the coverage is anywhere from 2 feet to 3 feet through most of the runs that we have open.
It's Chris Pangle from Granite Peak Ski Area with us on WSAU.